Tanya for the 25th day of Adar Sheni is in Perek Lamed Ches, chapter 38, on page 524. The Alter Rebbe is talking about the neshama of the mitzvah being the kavana, and the body of the mitzvah being the act, and the difference between the body and the soul of the mitzvah is that in the body there's a more restricted amount of godliness. There's less of an involvement with godliness because he's doing it only in action, whereas in kavana he's involving his seichel and his thought more of himself, so there is a greater quantity of godliness in the kavana than in the act, and therefore the kavana is called the soul and the act is called the body. However, this should not be taken to mean that there is a greater godliness in the kavana than in the act, as the Rebbe says in today's shiur. This does not mean that a person's thought and seichel, when he attaches himself to God, is he mitzad atzmo lemaylo medveikus kiyum hamitzvis maisis bepel mamish. It's not that the thought and the seichel themselves are superior to the godliness that comes and the dveikus that comes through the act of the mitzvah, k'meshikos of the kamo, and as will be explained later, the greatness of the act of the mitzvah. Elo, how is it that the kavana is greater than the act of the mitzvah, mitnei shezehu gam kein ritzeinei yizbarich? Because the kavana is also God's will, it is also God's commandment. L'davka b'seichel u'machshava v'kavonas ha-mitzvahs maisis u'v'kavonas kriyashma u'tvila v'shar brachis. Since it is God's will that we cleave to him through the kavana in the act of the mitzvah, in the reading of the Shema, in the davening, and in the other brachis, and the godly will that shines and that is clothed in this kavanah, the godly will that is revealed and clothed in the kavanah that the person has in the mitzvah is much greater than the kavanah, than the divine will, the Ratzon Elyon, that is clothed in the act of the mitzvah without kavanah. So the greatness doesn't come from the fact that thought is superior to action, that a person's seichel is superior to the act of the mitzvah. The greatness comes in that there is a Ratzon Elyon in both. There is a divine will for the act of the mitzvah, and there is a divine will in the kavanah of the mitzvah, for kavanah. God wants us to have kavanah. So it's not that our seichel is greater, and therefore when we use our seichel to have kavanah, that's what makes it greater than the act of the mitzvah. No human faculty can compare to the godliness that comes from God, from what God commands, what God wants. In the kavanah, there is a command, and this is what God wants. God, the Eibishter, wants kavanah. And the ratzon that God has for kavana is even greater than the ratzon that God has for the act. In what way is it greater? Kegedul milas eir haneshama al haguf shehu keli umalbush haneshama. Just as the neshama is greater than the body, and the body is a keli and a garment to the neshama, kemei guf hamitzvus atzma. As the body of the mitzvah, which is the act of the mitzvah, is a vessel and a garment to the kavanah of the mitzvah, which is its neshama. The af shebishtehen, the mitzvah uvekavanosa, milubash ratzen echot, poshet, the tachlos hapshitus belishim shini vizibi chas v'sholem, and although in both the mitzvah and the kavanah, there is one will, and that will is indivisible, because there God is one. All his will is one. Umiyuchad bimuhuse v'yatzmuse yizbara b'tachlus hayichud, and the will of God is united with him, with a total oneness. So that in his will there can't be a loss of that oneness, there can't be divisiveness. So that how can we distinguish between the will of God and the act of the mitzvah, and the will of God and the kavanah of the mitzvah, when God's will is really one? In terms of contraction and expansion, as we were saying earlier in yesterday's shiur, that in terms of how much godliness is invested and how much is withheld, here there's a great difference between the act of the mitzvah and the kavanah, even though in terms of the quality of the will, it is all the same. In the Ha'ara, in the note, the Rebbe writes, "Ukamei shekosu beit chayin, shekavonas ha-mitzveis v'talmud Torah, hi b'madregas eir," in Kabbalah language, in the vocabulary of Kabbalah, as it's written in Beit Chayim, the kavona of the mitzvah is called light. The guf ha-mitzvah is he-madzegis ha-bechinas keli. And the act of the mitzvah, which is the body of the mitzvah, is in Kabbalah called keli, the vessel. She-heim v'chinas tzimtzum, sha-yedei tzimtzum ha-ein nishavu ha-keli. And kelim imply contraction or restriction, and it is through the constriction of the light that the keli is created. Ki-yadu al-yedechein, as is known to those who study Kabbalah. And so, the mitzvah is divided into two parts, the act of the mitzvah and the kavanah of the mitzvah. And the act is compared to the body, is called the body of the mitzvah. It's also called the vessel, the keli of the mitzvah. And the kavanah is called the soul of the mitzvah, or in Kabbalah language, the light, the eiz of the mitzvah. Now, although all mitzvahs are God's will, and in God's will there can't be distinctions, there can't be separations, the difference between the act of the mitzvah and the kavanah of the mitzvah, which God wants both, the difference is in terms of how constricted or how expanded the godliness is. And he explains this. Here also we have four categories, just as in creation there are four categories of contraction or expansion of godliness. The same is true in the positive in mitzvahs. Because the body of the mitzvah itself also contains two levels. Shehein mitzvahs ma'isiyes mamish. There are those mitzvahs that are actual acts. Mitzvahs hatluyes b'dibur machshava. And then there are those mitzvahs that are also considered active mitzvahs, but they are more refined acts. It is speech and thought. Kimei, what mitzvahs are performed in speech and thought? Talmud Torah, Kriya Shema, Tefillah, Birchas Hamazon, v'shar brachos. And then there's a second category of kavonas hamitzvahs, dafka beyizbarich, shehi kineshama leguf, the kavona of the mitzvah being the intention of cleaving to God through the mitzvah, and this intention is like the soul to the body. And this too is divided into two categories. Nechlekes gamken v'shtei madreges. Just as in the creation, there is the category of soul, and it has two parts, the animal and the human. The same is true in mitzvahs, the soul of the mitzvah, which is the kavana, has two parts, two madreges. And as the Rebbe will say in tomorrow's Shia, that there are two kinds of kavana, one higher than the other. In the Hayem Yem for the 25th of Adar Beis, the Rebbe writes that Achosid Reb Mordechai Horodoker related. He told the story that Pisgam Harishon Sheshamaynu Merabbeinu Hazaken, the first thing that we heard, the first statement, teaching that we heard from the Alter Rebbe, Kishabonu L'Lozhna Hoya, when we came to Lozhna, the first thing we heard was, as Vosmen Tarnisht, what is not allowed is not allowed. Vosmen Meg Darfmanisht, and what is allowed isn't necessary. Kisholish Arba Shonim, three or four years Avadnu baze, we worked on this, ad shehivanu eifen zeh b'inyani chayenu, until we brought this way of life into all the aspects of our life, v'rak oz nichnasnu yichidus lishel derech ba'aveda. And only after that did we go into the Rebbe to yichidus to ask the Rebbe for a way, a path of aveda. But this conviction that what you're not allowed, and even what you are allowed isn't necessary, this was a preliminary. This isn't even considered Aveda yet. This is simply a preparation for Aveda. This day, the 25th, Chaf Hei, Adar Sheni, is also the birthday of the Rebbe Tzvi Chaim Mushke, Aleha Shalom, who was born in 1901.